Thank you very much, and good morning to your listeners, and good morning to my colleagues in the room. And for us in MTN, Men's Month really brings in focus all the health issues that men face, and there are a lot of them. We understand that hypertension, for example, affects more male than women, and we have to bring a lot of focus there. Yesterday, folks, we had brutal conversations around some of the issues that men face, and we brought in professionals to engage some of our men around the topical issues, and including our CEO, who shared his personal experience about a health issue he faced earlier in the year, which was very revealing. And he chose to share it, you know, to buttress the point that we need to talk more, because increasingly we encourage men to share a lot more of the issues that they face. We know that there's a popular saying that we're manso in Ghana.
Yeah, but I think we have to launch a campaign against that saying.
Indeed, we have.
Because it's the reason a lot of men are suffering. You know, they suffer in silence and die.
No, very true. And yesterday when we did when we had a conversation, together with the medical professional, we also brought in a clinical psychologist who spoke about the role that men play in raising children. And part of it really is about how do we get men to share a lot more of their problems. And for us in MTN, really, it's a combination of what we do around preventative health for all our employees, and on top of that, bringing in focus mental health, which is really a big problem in our society because of some of the things that we're talking about around, you know, men don't cry and things like that. So over and above the program that we did yesterday, we also do have the clinical psychologist who is always on site to engage employees who have psychological issues or mental health issues. They can talk to him online or anytime they have issues. And increasingly, in fact, interestingly, what we've noticed this year is that we've seen a lot more men now accessing that service when it wasn't so in the past. So we think that some of the interventions that we're putting in place are yielding the needed results.
Great. But let's talk about, you know, your sustainability culture, okay? How are you ensuring that, you know, it remains a core part of your culture and not just a campaign?
Thank you very much. I think often, more often than not, a lot of organizations use these words as buzzwords.
Yep.
But in MTN, we've moved beyond that. And I'm happy to say that the way we currently measure employee performance, it's that integrated within that is sustainability goals, right? So Robin will talk to you about Project Zero, but let me just borrow a bit from that. I won't talk about the technical part of it. I will just talk about how that feeds into how we measure employee performance. Now, today, right from the CEO all the way across the business, we have a sustainability target integrated into employee goals. And what that does is that it is measured, it's scored, and it's rewarded, you know, for our short-term incentives and long-term incentives. So it's not only done for short-term gains, but it's also part of what we'd measure 3, 4, 5 years down the line. So you may do something today that will give you a short-term gain, but it would affect when we talk about the long-term incentive of employees. And over and above that, we also have very strong governance processes where we bring these things to bear. For example, you look at our board, it's a special board committee in charge of sustainability, you know, and they hold that to very high standards. And that, for me, speaks volumes about what sustainability really means for our business. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot more businesses really need to think about that and to find ways that they can integrate it across their organization. One of the things that we're doing now is sustainability first mindset. Okay. And I think Adjoa and her team are leading in that crusade. What that does is that before you do anything, sustainability would be the starting point. Mm. And I think that, we've started that, but we do have a long way to go. But that's really where we're going.
Great. So let's talk about female representation, diversity, and inclusion. I know now you have over 40% female representation. How's the company driving diversity, inclusion, and digital empowerment, especially in underserved communities?
Thank you very much. This is a topic that's very dear to my heart, bringing a lot more females to the workforce. And we do this through a number of interventions, mainly targeted, very intentional programs that we do. Today, we look at our graduate development program, for example, over 60% of them are females. And we do this through intentional internship that we give to university graduates. They come through as interns. We get them through to come in as national service personnel. Then we assess them as part of our graduate trainees. So you can see that it's not a single process that we take them through. We start from when they are in school all the way to when they finish national service, and then they go through our graduate program. We also do targeted hiring of females for specific roles because we believe that society in itself is made out of two genders, right? I'm not trying to be political, but I'm just scientifically, let me put it that way. Now, what we have to do really is to ensure that our organizations also reflect what our societies are. And today, for example, we have more females in Ghana than men.
Sure.
But you go to the workplace, an overwhelming majority of workforce is males. And so we have to find ways to bring a bit of representation, and that's what MTN does in this space.
Great. We're still speaking to Abdullah Ibrahim, who's Acting Chief Human Resource Officer of MTN Ghana. Finally, as MTN deepens its sustainability commitments, what message would you like to, you know, leave with all Ghanaians about the role all of us play in building a greener, safer, and more sustainable future?
Thank you very much. I think that all we can do is to invite all Ghanaians really to join in this crusade and to really protect what we have for posterity, right? Because we don't have to consume everything today. You know, we still have a future for our children, our children's children, and really that's what we have to do. So all well-meaning Ghanaians, we invite you to be part of the community programs, be part of what it means to choose sustainable options. But there's always a sustainable option, right? It may cost a bit more, I must admit, but if you're meaning well and you want to advance the goal, it's always an option there. And we also want to call on Ghanaians to really work with institutions, to put in a sustainable goals and to find ways that we can hold some of these institutions accountable for what it means to be a sustainable society.
So MTN has consistently been named as one of the world's best employers. You are certified investors in people, a lot of things. And I like that you are doing the men's health thing. It's very happy there. Communicable diseases, non-communicable diseases that affect men, mental health. But there is one disease, the LTD, the life transmitted disease, which is money, our pockets. Moments you can inflow my memo. Oh, sorry, you know. You've been to electric cars, Abdullah. But it's always good to talk to you. And I think that whatever MTN does, the market learns from it and replicates. I remember when COVID came, the way you immediately put your staff to work and they were able to work remotely. And there's been a lot of learnings about that. So keep innovating in this space so that the market also learns, so we all improve and become investors in people as well. Abdullah.
No, thank you very much. It's been a lovely time having with you and Winsel. And really, I wish you the best. And we're always willing to share some of the our learnings with others who want to learn and also to learn from them as well. So that's my final message. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Ruben now. Ruben is the Chief Technology Officer at MTN Ghana. If you go to the website, the executives, his photo shows first, even before the CEO's photo on their website. Charlie, he's a big man.
I didn't know about that.
I'm just checking your website. Yes, and it's good to be talking to you. So if MTN will work, your team must be up and doing and they must get everything right. But one of the things we know that you use a lot is energy. And you've launched Project Net Zero. What is it? Can you tell us about it? What do you aim to achieve with this project?
All right, thank you very much. Good morning to you and to colleagues in the room, as well as our cherished customers who are listening to us this morning. So Project Zero is all about doing for the planet. We live on the planet Earth, and so as a business, Project Zero is actually seeking to promote an environmentally conscious business, first and foremost, and then secondly, to reduce greenhouse gas emission across our operations. Now, our approach to Project Zero from a business perspective is actually to focus on removing or reducing energy from our most consuming energy facilities, replacing them with green energy. So if you look at our operations, the aim of Project Zero is to ensure that we reduce our dependency, or let me put it this way, a remarkable shift from the dependency on fuel or diesel into greener energy. Now, the goal of Project Zero is to make sure we achieve a net zero by the year 2040. Mm. And that is the aim and the goal of Project Zero.
So what are you doing across your operations to ensure you hit this net zero target by 2040?
Well, that's a very important question. The devil, they say, is in the details, right? So if you look at our operations today, there are key initiatives and programs that we've embarked on. We've achieved quite a lot. So the first thing is we have deployed solar in our data centers, Accra and Kumasi.
Nice.
As the first step to Project Zero. The second thing we've done is actually also to focus on energy efficiency initiatives. And when I say energy efficiency initiatives, is to do things that will help us reduce the usage of energy. So in our buildings, right in this building, we've deployed motion sensors. Now what these motion sensors do is to switch the lights off when they don't detect any human activity. That's very key. The second thing we've done as well in terms of efficiency is to replace all the lights that you have in our facilities to LEDs from the CFLs, right? So that we can also reduce the energy consumption. Now, in our data centers, the equipment that we have in the data center, our servers, they process information. Mm-hmm. And when they do process information, they require cooling, mm-hmm. right? Because they heat up.
Yeah.
So you need cooling to do that. Now, the efficiency of the cooling systems also contribute to emission of gases. And so we've modernized our data centers with very modern, efficient cooling systems, which is important as well. Now, beyond just these things, we've extended our grip on Project Zero ambition to electric vehicles.
Okay.
Right. So today, in MTN Ghana, we've got about 12 electric vehicles. Two of them are electric cars, and 10 are actually motorbikes. And that tells you how far we are taking the discussion of Project Zero. We've also made sure that our suppliers, as part of the ecosystem, also commit to reducing emissions. Now, when you put all these together, the question is, how do they accelerate or push you in the direction of net zero by 2040? We've got targets. I think Abdullah did mention that one of the key things, and it's top-down, across all levels, is how do you measure against net zero? What are the targets that you achieve or do not achieve year on year? So for MTN Ghana, last year, for example, our targets, as far as emissions are concerned, are supposed to be 12.5. We achieve it, and we ended with 20.3. Now, this year, which is 2025, our target is 17.5. We've achieved that. And these indicators give you an idea of whether you are in the right direction to net zero or not.
Mm.
But with all that we've done so far, we're very comfortable that we're on the right track to net zero by 2040.
So by 2040, should we expect all your vehicles, for example, to be EVs?
So it's a long way down the line,
yeah.
Right? And just also to say that the 12 vehicles that we have is just within a space of 1.5 years. We started only last year.
Okay.
Last year, by the end of last year, we had only 2.
Okay.
And today we've added 10. So that tells you the progression and where we are heading.
From the way you are going, you would have enough carbon credits to start selling to other industries soon.
Well, that is quite an interesting part of the whole discussion, right? Because the whole thing is that you could also give carbon credits out to other people who are not meeting Project Zero. But for now, we want to focus on our operations, make sure the environment in which we operate is very friendly, reduce emissions, and then achieve that zero by 2040.
So beyond the energy efficiency, what else are you doing? Waste reduction, recycling, are you doing any other activities to help you hit your target by 2040?
So by and large, the activities I've indicated are the things that we do. But of course, there are extensions also into the areas of what do you do in terms of disposal of, mm-hmm. of waste and things like that into the environment. We've got a circular economy program where we reuse our equipment, not only in Ghana, but it's handled across the group, which is also key to the sustainability policy program. So these things are done inside our building. There is a policy of no plastic usage. So plastic is basically not used anymore, and we rely on friendly materials, paper, et cetera, which is plastic, et cetera, which is. So we've shifted away from the use of plastics, so that also, from an employee perspective, also combines to the initiatives, which are the hard initiatives on the network and facility side.
Great. Ruben Opata is the Chief Technology Officer of MTN. He's here with Abdallah Ibrahim, Acting Chief Human Resource Officer, and we are celebrating MTN's sustainability journey with them here on the Super Morning Show.
Right, thank you very much, Kojo. So you know that from 19 Kojo Hoho, your delicious Sunday Omutuo Friday's special Friday jollof and unbeatable Saturday Angwam will always put a smile on the faces of your husband, children, bestie, and even that ex that somehow still shows up. Well, Jeannie Rice wants to know who's putting a smile on your face. So from now till December, just buy a 4.2 kg bag of Jeannie Rice, scratch the card inside, and you could be rewarded with a brand new fridge, washing machine, smart TVs, gas cooker, or the big one, an all expense paid trip to Dubai. Yes, yeah, so from your kitchen straight to an exciting holiday experience in the beautiful Dubai. Now that's worth a smile. Fly Dubai with Jeannie. Jeannie spreading smiles, T's and C's apply. This is FDA approved. But look, get ready, because the wait is finally over. The CompuGhana Cashback Sales Festival is back, and this time it's bigger, better, and way more rewarding. So from October to December, your favorite shopping brands, Samsung, LG, TCL, HP, Lenovo, Dell, Techno, Infinix, and more, get them at any CompuGhana showroom nationwide, and enjoy instant discounts, sweet cashback deals, and surprise gifts with every purchase. And that's not all. Your invoice automatically enters you into three massive raffles where you could win TVs, laptop, phones, cash prizes, and yes, the ultimate prize, a brand new SUV. So what are you waiting for? Bring the family, bring your friends, and let's make every Friday at CompuGhana unforgettable. Visit CompuGhana or shop online at CompuGhana.com or call 0302-752020. WhatsApp 0243-143-143 for details. This is in partnership with NLA under the Caritas Lottery platform. It's Joy Rewards and Pure Celebration all season long, only at CompuGhana Cashback Sales Festival.
Kofi, on behalf of all Kojos, I'd like to protest the use of the expression 19 Kojo Ho Ho. Why not 19 Kofi Ho Ho, 19 Kweku Ho Ho?
It doesn't rhyme.
19 Kabuna Ho Ho.
It doesn't rhyme.
Every time 19 Kojo Ho Ho.
Kojo and Ho rhymes. We take it like that.
And Ho rhymes with Ho Dodio. Ho. Uh-huh. Anyway, let me tell you about DHL Express. If you want to send things across the world, across Ghana, just use DHL. For all your shipments to Asia, Australia, Europe, and the USA, Middle East, and across Africa, DHL Express has you covered. And they also have a dedicated aircraft which flies in and out of Accra daily to ensure reliable uplift of all your shipments. Yes, their services to the USA also remain active. And within Ghana, they have the intra-city same-day domestic delivery. It's fast, it's affordable, and it's convenient. Call them on 0244-485-176 or go to dhl.com. With DHL, you enjoy speed, security, peace of mind, real-time tracking, and it's excellence simply delivered. And if you are tired of insurance claim headaches, make it easy with Claim Express from Enterprise Insurance. It's smart, it's hassle-free. Download the Enterprise Advantage app, or you go to myenterprisegroup.io and you can make your claims for your motor, your home, travel, business insurance, and you are guaranteed express service and an advantageous reward. Claims Express is by Enterprise Insurance. So submit, track, and get paid fast. Enterprise Insurance, your advantage.
This is the Super Morning Show on Joy 99.7 FM from the Media Center MTN House. When we return after these messages, we'll be sharing more of your thoughts. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Thank you very much for staying with us here on the Super Morning Show on Joy 99.7 FM from the Media Center of MTN House, where this morning we're bringing you the show as we celebrate sustainability with MTN Ghana. But look, Accra, if you're ready to eat, vibe, and level up this Farmers Day, then join us at the Gastro Festival, Ghana's biggest food experience for foodies, creators, chefs, and food and agribusiness entrepreneurs. Step into the Outdoor Food Festival Street Alley, Ghanaian Food Village, Global Flavors Fiesta, Dessert Corner, Healthy Lane, and Drinks Arena, plus live cooking battles and electrifying eats and beats stage with DJs and performances. So it's on the 6th and 7th of December at the Palms Convention Center, La Palm Beach Hotel, from 10 a.m. Gastro Festival, shaping the future of food. But you know what? Christmas came very early. And so, did you know that you can acquire a brand new German machine with your used car budget? Yes, save up to a whopping 50,000 Ghana cedis, depending on the vehicle you buy from VW Ghana today. What's the pride in driving an old used car when you could have purchased a brand new car at a used car price? Okay, you deserve a brand new car. So take advantage now. Drive VW, drive local, hurry while stock last. T's and C's apply. Call or WhatsApp VW Ghana on 0256-386-8964. More information about their range of models, Vetus, T-Cross, Tiguan, Allspace, the all-new Touareg, Terramont, and the Amarok pickup. But Kujo, the Bank Hospital wants you to know that from now to the 28th of November, you could, you know, they're offering you discounted breast screening.
Yep.
And so to make early detection easier, ultrasound is 300 Ghana cedis, mammogram 350, and for both 500 Ghana cedis. Valid till the 28th of November. So call or WhatsApp 053-100-8227.
You know, we learned in the cancer month that breast screening is not just for women.
It's for men too, yes.
Yes, men and women. Mm. So go to the Bank Hospital, get screened.
Be smart.
Yes.
But you know, you were created for more, and this is your moment. So at the True Life Experience 2025, you'll discover what's always been within you. This transformational journey is designed for every visionary, men and women ready for the next level. Join us at the Kempinski Hotel from the 20th to the 21st of November for a mind-shifting experience and an exceptional honors and legacy awards night. For tickets or sponsorship, go to thetruelifeworld.com or call 0540131199. True Life, inspiring, empowering, and transforming. One of the things I want all of us to learn is that if you collect and use information of people in your line of work, like their name, number, image, location, email, bank account number, then you might be doing things the wrong way. So whether you're a big company or a small one, you must respect people's right to privacy. So register and be certified by the Data Protection Commission of Ghana. It's the law. You receive the necessary training, advice, and be guided on the right systems to put in place to help protect the information that you collect about people. Register your company or business, organization or association. It's simple and it's done online. No need to move from the comfort of your home or office. Visit dataprotection.org.gh to register or call 0256-301-533 or 0308-040889. For assistance, privacy is the responsibility of everyone. Privacy, remember, privacy is personal.
And if you need fuel, go to Star Oil. They have 240 stations nationwide, and with a Star card, you can enjoy safe cashless fueling and easy expense tracking. Wherever you go, choose Star Oil for your quality and affordable fuels. And the girls are not to blame. It's back. 13 runs were not enough. We are bringing it back to you. And it's happening on Wednesday, December 17th at 7 p.m., Thursday, December 18th at 7 p.m., and Friday, 19th, with two shows at 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. Get your ticket for 250 Ghana cedis for single, 400 for double. Dial star 714 star 46 hash to grab yours, or go to imagebureau.com to get your tickets. The girls are not to blame. It's supported by New Plans Car Rentals, the Ghana Tourism Authority, Joy FM, Hits FM, and Joy Prime, and sponsors Stanbic Bank, Bills Microcredit, and proudly brought to you by MTN. Now, if you want to get your books and stationery, go to Kingdom Books and Stationery. They are making it easy for you. You don't have to go to their shops physically. Shop online. Go to kingdomstoreonline.com. They accept Momo, payments across all networks, and they offer free delivery within Accra and Tema. Terms and conditions, however, apply. At Kingdom, quality and affordability is their hallmark. Our last message, I don't know whether I should let Ruben do it or Abdullah do it. It's a message from MTN for Yellow Thursday. Or I should do it myself.
Okay. One of them can do it. Let the chief HR officer.
Yes, tell us about Yellow Thursdays. Abdullah, this is yours.
Okay, so your Thursdays just got extra special.
Mm-hmm.
So on Thursdays, you get to enjoy 25% bonus on your data bundles when you purchase using my MTN app or use our *138# short code. And MTN, we give extra freebies to all our customers on Thursday as well. You can get free movie tickets at the Silverbed Cinema and West Hill Malls. And MTN, so set your reminder, buy bundles, enjoy 25%, and also get to watch a free movie on Thursdays.
Charlie,
Ruben the morning man. Ruben the morning man.
Your co-leaver. Abdullah, the Ruben, we're going to host the show.
Can I go tomorrow?
Christmas, you don't go leave now, Mumbo show.
Ruben, what are you doing for Christmas?
DJ, Ajwani DJ.
Yes, Ruben, let's find out from Ruben what he's doing for Christmas before we get to Abdullah. Ruben, they say, what are you doing for Christmas?
Christmas is Christmas.
But so, I know, pa. So, that's
what I asked. Quite a lot is going to happen in Christmas. I think we've got to keep our customers really excited, and that means the quality of our network has to be top notch. So one of the things we're doing is to put in what we call the assurance plan, such that we make the network stable, connectivity available to people. It's quite a heavy period for us. Okay. Christmas is a very intensive period for us. We get all our partners together, make sure the network is in good hands, the platforms are in good hands, so that programs like these could go on smoothly. So that's my preoccupation for
Great.
Christmas.
You know, I definitely know that Kojo meant what you do privately, but he actually told us what you're going to do for MTN. So it's good that the chief HR officer is here. He's listening to all the things that you say you do, which means that you've sacrificed your Christmas for MTN. But let me just say a special birthday shout out to Anand Badami, who's CEO of Publicis West Africa. Today, we celebrate a visionary leader, mentor, and a driving force behind creativity, media excellence, and innovation in Ghana and beyond. Anand, thank you for inspiring us, pushing boundaries, and leading with heart, clarity, and purpose. From all of us, from all of the people at Publicis West Africa, they say happy birthday, wishing you joy, good health, and another year of breakthrough achievements. Okay, so what are you also doing? Same question to you, maybe.
I'm going to party and rest and have some time with family. But I think for us, the big one really, it's an end of year dinner with all employees. And we look forward to it. And we hope you can join us and we have fun.
Yeah, why not? We'll join you. You don't even have to say it. We'll join you.
Send Momo. We'll come.
Tally, end of year dinner. And then the hampers,
Afa,
the gift vouchers, Eugenium,
Afa. All right, so guys,
well, it's been emotional. We've had a great time here with our friends at MTN. We're so glad you could join us live. The show was actually broadcast in front of a live studio audience. You want proof? Yeah, and this audience has been absolutely lit. They've really brought life to our show. We really appreciate you. We appreciate you for listening. Tomorrow, we're back with regular service, and we've got some great surprises up our sleeves for you, so make sure you don't miss anything. But of course, your regular programming continues on Joy 99.7 FM, starting off with the 10 o'clock bulletin, and then Doreen Andor's Cosmopolitan Mix.
Yes, and this has all been part of the Sustainability Week for MTN. So when I say Sustainability Week, what do you say? Sustainability Week?
Sustainability,
our
collective responsibility, driving impact, deepening
commitment. You have all earned your salary. HR says you have earned your salary. Well done.
In advance. Anyway, and have a lovely day.
From 19 Kojo Ho, my name is Kojo.
Yes, my name is Kofi Amoah.
And my name is Kojo Yangson. I'm the morning man. Have a wonderful day.